Today, May 2nd, is the feast day of the great St. Athanasius, great defender of the faith. He was the champion of orthodoxy during really most of the 4th century. And he is one of those few that is called a doctor of the church. See, there are very few doctors of the church. There's only maybe less than 40. To be a doctor of the church, you have to become a saint, obviously, but your teachings have to have expounded upon one of the aspects of Catholic theology and to have made a great impact upon the church. So Athanasius is one of those rare souls who's declared a doctor of the church. He was a bishop of Alexandria in Egypt. He was one of the first ones to promote monasticism, both in the East and in the West, and he's considered one of the Greek fathers. He was born in the year 293 of Egyptian parents, a Christian family, and he received an excellent classical Greek education. He was a brilliant young student. He would become the secretary of the bishop of Alexandria, became a deacon, and as a deacon and secretary of Alexander, the Patriarch of Alexandria, he attended the Council of Nicaea, where we get the Nicene Creed, which was in the year 325. So together they went to this council where the terrible heresy of Arianism was condemned. Arianism was named after a priest, Father Arius, who was a heretic. Arians believed that Jesus was not truly the Son of God. They denied the divinity of Christ. They said Jesus was just a man that God chose and elevated him to a high status, but he did not always exist. And so the Nicene Creed was written to combat the Arian heresy. That's why it says we believe that Jesus is God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, one in being, one in essence, one in substance, one in nature with the Father. That was written to correct the heresy of Arius, who said that Jesus was not eternally begotten, that he was not truly God from God, light from light. So this occurred at the Council of Nicaea in 325. Well, after that bishop died, on his deathbed, he had told that he wanted his successor to be his deacon, Athanasius. So Athanasius was then elected as the bishop of Alexandria in Egypt, and he would govern for the next 46 years. But he would be so hated by the emperor, who became an Arian, and other leaders of the government, that he would be exiled 5 times during his 46 years. He spent 17 of those 46 years in exile in different parts outside of Egypt, because of his defense of the faith. So he always had to keep his bags packed, because every time he turned around, somebody was exiling him somewhere. So his enemies were very strong, very, very much opposed to his orthodoxy and loyalty to the Pope. And the Pope defended him. And so really for those 46 years, he was exiled off and on. Once he was driven out into the desert, where he spent time with St. Anthony of the Desert. He would write the most important biography of St. Anthony that we have. He was exiled during the reign of Julian the Apostate. Julian was that anti-Christian who tried to rebuild the Temple of Jerusalem, because he said that he felt in his reading of Scripture that Jesus talked about how the temple would be destroyed. So Julian says, well, if I could only rebuild the temple, I'll discredit Christ. So Julian tried to rebuild the temple, but every time he did, he needed thousands of workers. But there were earthquakes, there were storms, and it was never rebuilt. So then the next emperor, the Emperor Valens, exiled him again. And this occurred until May 2nd, 373, when St. Athanasius passed from this life into eternal life. And I'm sure God said to him, well done, good and faithful servant, to defend the true belief of my Son, Jesus Christ, the divinity of Christ. That's what we should remember Athanasius for, a great defender of the faith who upheld the divinity of Christ. His body was taken to Constantinople, which is modern-day Istanbul, and then transferred to Venice. So today we remember a great saint, a great doctor of the church, who gave so much personal sacrifice for defending his belief in Jesus, truly God and truly man.